Yes, sleeping on the floor is good. We put our beds in the ashram. Generally there are no cots except in Nalanda block. Everywhere else we are putting the beds on the floor. The idea is as close as possible, not because you have you're paranoid about the height, simply to stay as close as possible. But that's not always practical anymore because we are 7.2 billion people. We have to go first floor, second floor, 100th floor. So, whichever way, being in contact, but sleeping on the floor, this is something that you must understand. Most people, if they sleep on the floor, next day they'll catch cold, next day they'll have problems. They need something between them and the floor. But you will see, 3 to 4 days, you just range around in the forest. First 2 days you protect yourself, by third, fourth day, just sleep in the open. You'll be perfectly fine. And you come back and sleep on the ashram floor, you'll be perfectly fine. One thing is elemental integrity. Another thing is being in tune with the existence, all your five faculties are involved. If you don't see, if you don't hear, if you don't smell, if you don't feel, you wouldn't know in which planet you're living. That's why these days it's become a fashion to say planet X, animal planet, music planet, all this, because they don't know in which planet they're living. Constantly living indoors, you won't know in which planet you're living. It will become like that. It is not that you mentally know or not, I'm saying the physical body will not know where it is because always the temperature is 72 degrees Fahrenheit. After some time, body doesn't know which season it is. And if it continues, it won't know which planet it is. So it is losing sync with everything around. So a certain amount of being in the outdoor, being with the sun, being with the wind, being with the rain, being with the earth is very important because that is what you are. You are a product of that, you are a manifestation of that. Anyway, coming back to the farmer, Chikke Gowda. A farmer one day prayed to God and God appeared. And then the farmer said, see, you may be a creator, but you are not a farmer. You do not know my troubles. You're keeping all these forces in your hands. Rain, wind, sunlight, everything in your hands, you don't know what my farm needs, what my crop needs. You hand over these forces to me, I will regulate it as I need it. My crops will grow well. God said, fine. This is all the time happening. People are beginning to say, Sadhguru says this, but you know, he doesn't know the practical aspect of our life. Their idea of being practical is being mediocre. People, all mediocre people always think they are practical. They don't have the courage to attempt anything else. So the farmer is in the same mode. He told God, see, you don't know farming. Do you know farming? Have you ever farmed? You don't know. He forgot the whole planet was his. So God said, okay, you keep the wind, you keep the rain, you keep the sunlight, manage it as you want. So farmer said, rain, rain came. He tested the earth, 2.5 hours of rain, enough, stop. Stopped. He plowed, planted the seed, waited for 24 hours, 10 minutes rain. Stop. Like this he managed everything. Then he was growing a corn crop, Then his plants grew like this and he was so happy, see, it's a good thing I got all these things from God. Now look at my corn, how rapidly you're growing, because exactly on the day he wants the rain, how much rain he wants, like that. It grew up. Then the corn came really fast, big. Then he thought he's made it. One day he wanted to check if it's ripe enough to harvest. So he went and peeled the corn and saw inside there was no seed, just big, big corn, just the cob, no corn. He got angry, said, somehow God deceived me. And he again prayed, God came. He said, what have you done? I only have cob, no corn. God said, what can I do? I gave everything to your hands. But why is it that there's no corn? God said,
if it was me, I would have sent strong winds for your crops.
Which you think is against your crop. But if the strong winds exerted their force upon the plants, plants wanting to survive would put their roots deeper and deeper into the earth because they want to live. Between these two forces, the roots would go deep into the earth and there would be corn. Right now, you brought up a very well taken care of corn crop. It produced only cob. This is not just with agriculture, this is true with human beings too.
Don't go for hot showers in the night. Go for lukewarm showers. It makes you alert. So you will think, oh, I cannot sleep. It doesn't matter, you will sleep 15, 20 minutes or half an hour later, but you will sleep better because it will take away certain things. When you shower, it is not just the dirt on the skin that you're taking away. Have you noticed if you're very tense and anxious, whatever, just a shower, you came out and feels like almost the burden has been taken away from you? Have you not noticed this? So it's not just about washing the skin. A whole lot of things happen when water flows over your body. This shower is a very rudimentary bhuti shuddhi, because over 70% of your body is actually water. If you run water over it, a certain purification happens, which is beyond cleaning the skin. One more thing if you want to do, you just light an organic oil lamp, a cotton wick, some oil, anything, any organic oil with a cotton wick, just burn a little lamp somewhere in the room where you sleep.